Honolulu Civil Bead has a developing story about a particular online program that critics say is racist. That's the focus of today's Reality Check. Education reporter Suvan Lee joins us today. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
So, yeah, this has been something that's it's moving fast, right? I mean, I saw that there was one school that canceled it this weekend, but there's more.
Yeah, so the story today is about the Acellus Learning Accelerator, which is the online distance learning platform that hundreds of Hawaii DOE schools are currently using as many kids are out of the classroom and started the school year. It's a mainland company that's offered this online curriculum. It's been around since the 90s, so it's quite an old company. Organization, I guess they would call themselves, but it's a curriculum that the DOE purchased for use by public school kids as we are in this distance learning mode. And the controversy stems around the content that's offered in this curriculum. Many of the lessons that parents have reported these lessons containing include inappropriate, age-inappropriate, suggestive, racist, and just kind of creepy material. You can see for yourself if you click on some of the links in my story, which also links to a change.org petition started by one of these elementary school parents, which does clearly lay out some of the clips that are included in the content. Live content, rather, that had not been pulled by Acellus, the company, prior to these allegations coming to light. So, yes, this is a developing story in that schools are pulling the program, including three elementary schools as of Monday, and I've since learned another elementary school this morning.
Now, you know, when I first saw some of the social media stuff that was floating around this weekend, at first I thought, gosh, did someone hack into their system and just post this really inappropriate content? Have you been able to get a hold of the company at all?
I did not talk to Acellus. However, the founder, Roger Billings, is the founder, a person who puts his biography quite out there on the internet. You can Google him and see for yourself the types of inventions and patents he claims to hold. Now, while there has been a lot of speculation about his past and his history, his connection to the education system itself, this online component of his business dealings, is what is at the focus of the story. So, this person, Roger Billings, actually created a video and a petition countering the change.org petition that that I just mentioned. He refutes some of the claims that the parents have raised, and this video apparently was pulled overnight. So while it was available yesterday, he posted it to a personal website and his Facebook. It's no longer available.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't see it there. I was looking at the website yesterday, was just kind of curious, you know, like how many schools in Hawaii use this, but wasn't able to really get, you know, that info from the Department of Education.
Well, the numbers that I was given is we were at about 121 DOE schools out of about 257 DOE schools was turning to Acellus this fall. I've since learned that number is now up to about 188 schools, but that does include charter schools. I asked for an exact breakdown between DOE traditional schools and public charter schools, and I didn't get that answer. But suffice to say that up to half, possibly more than half, of DOE schools are using Acellus. I do want to point out that teachers are also delivering original curriculum from their classrooms, but that many families chose Acellus early on when the DOE was offering a hybrid model. So families that didn't want to send their kids back to school, but wanted to do full distance, were only given the option to use a content like Acellus. So they were locked in to these agreements for up to the semester, for as long as the entire school year. So they're kind of in a bind.
Now, the letter that I saw with the principal said that while they were canceling it at Eleumanu, that there were still some other programs that they could use. So hopefully the kids aren't just hung out to dry there.
We hope so, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much, Suvan.
You bet. Thank you.
That was reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. Read the story online at cymbalbeat.org.